Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a beautiful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. So real quick, well, actually not real quick, but I want to jump on here and discuss bullying. And this is something that I want to talk about for a while. And we're in May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. So I thought it would be a good moment to shine the light on bullying, because if anybody knows, if you've been bullied, it can really stir up some really complicated, eternal emotions and feelings and thoughts. And so I kind of equate this with mental health, because bullying can really confuse you in a sense and cause you to struggle with your mental health. So just a little background on what bullying is. Bullying is to seek to harm, intimidate, persecute, or oppress another being or person who is perceived as weak or harmless. Everybody has faced bullying in some form over their lifetime. And I recall in my own life, three periods of being bullied, and each of them were very, very different. So real quick, I'm just going to run through those because they're not significant to this podcast, but expression is powerful. So in elementary school, that's when I experienced my first form of bullying. You know, going into a new school, it stirs up some funky emotions. I come from a very Pentecostal Christian background, so I wasn't used to the doctrines of society yet. That was my first real exposure to quote unquote the real world. So when I got into school, I automatically was kind of put in this weird box as being different. Not only that, but I went to a school where I was singled out because I was one of the only African American men there. And so as a little boy, I was on the playground minding my business. I literally think I was playing in some dirt. And some kid just threw a rock at my head for no reason. And then he began to pick on me like all the time after that point. But that was the first instance of me being bullied. And I didn't understand why. And it was very confusing because I was literally minding my own business. But that was the first time. Then through junior high and high school, I experienced some bullying here and there. And nothing, well, actually, it did get cyberbullying was a big thing back in high school, but in junior high, I was getting a lot of things stolen from me. Things were just coming up missing. Someone keyed my car. All types of stuff was going on. So that was kind of going on in my last year of junior high, and then transitioning into high school. A situation happened. I ain't gonna talk about it because it's low-key embarrassing, but basically I was getting a little cyber bullied, and at the time I didn't even know what was happening. I kind of like found out about it later. Then when I found out why people were treating me the way they were treating me, I was just kind of like, this is insane. Like, are we in the jungle or something? But yeah, that's not here or there. And then frequently in my life, I've experienced bullying from the kingdom of darkness, okay? Because y'all know the enemy is always out to get somebody. And over my lifetime, the enemy has always formed himself or manifested himself in some way to invoke bullying on me. And what I learned from all of these instances of bullying is that no weapon formed against me shall ever prosper. And that goes for you again. And, you know, even though when you're going through bullying, a lot of questions kind of arise, and they put you in the space of questioning God and why he's allowing it to happen. And, you know, I always wondered, why am I being bullied? And you may wonder why you're being bullied or have been bullied. And the truth is, the enemy hates the Christ within you. That is exactly why people bully you, mistreat you, spit on you, lie on you, abuse you, any of the sort. It's because the enemy does not like the light within you. And understand that in the society we live in, the enemy can kind of use people in the same way God can use people. And so when people are on that opposite walk of life, they can be used as a vessel of destruction and chaos and all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And so on the opposite side, we can be used by the Lord. But that's not here or there. I bring that up because I was always confused on why people would do certain things to me. Then I later found out it had nothing to do with me, but the Christ within me, the spirit that I was possessing. That's the Holy Spirit. People hate that. People hate the light. People in darkness do not like the light. And so that's kind of my summing up of why I was going through several stages of bullying. And what I learned through that is when you stand up to the enemy by standing on the word of God and standing on the power of God, listen, Christ fights for his children. And so I want to give you guys two scriptures that you can use to push back any force of darkness, you know, in any way. Because bullying, again, it comes in many different forms. You know, spiritual warfare is a part of bullying to me. You know, when the enemy trying to punk you, you got to punk him back. Like, what's up? But here's two scriptures that I like to quote all the time, and they help me, and they've helped me over my little lifetime. So 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So here in the scripture, God is telling you that you, who you are, God is giving you power. He is giving you love and of a sound mind. That's a clear mind. That's able to process things, you know, regularly instead of feeling all confused and all over the place. So that's one of my favorite scriptures to quote when the enemy is trying to bully me, right? Another one that I hold very close and dear to my heart, and this is one that I utilize a lot now in my later life, and this one is Psalms 27:1. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" And God is just telling you that light, He's your salvation. He is the light within you. The Lord is your strength. When you can't fight, the Lord, Christ Jesus, will fight for you. Whom shall you fear or be afraid of? The only one you need to fear is Yahweh. And that is the whole duty of man, to fear God and keep His commandments, straight up. And with all that being said, it just comes to a point with all this stuff to know that when God is for you, the who doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what enemy, what bully, what power of darkness or force of darkness is coming against you. As long as you are a child of God, the who does not matter, because God is for you. Jesus Christ is your big brother, and He will never allow the bullying to go on forever. All you have to do is call on the name and stand on the power of the word of God. And it's as simple as that. You know, I know this was kind of quick, but I want to jump on here and discuss this, because bullying is something that is still happening. And it's weird for me, because I'm not in a space that I can't speak about it. You know, I can put my voice on this now. Before, I just had to go through it. But now that I'm on the other side of it, and I went through the struggle, you know, I'm here to kind of shed some light on it, because bullying is still a big issue amongst children in high schools and schools, and even just in adult life. You know, people be trying to bully you on your job, bully you on the road. Come on. Ooh, they always trying to bully you on the road. It's just a lot of weird bullying activity coming on. And this is where you got to stand up on the word of God and not allow the devil to punk you or try to put you in a space or oppress you, intimidate you, seek to harm you, or persecute you. That's all bullying, and that's exactly what the enemy does. That's what exactly what these forces of darkness do. They try to intimidate you, persecute you, and oppress you. But with the reminder of God, He's telling us that we have power, we have love, and we have a sound mind, so we don't have to be scared or afraid or fearful of an enemy that has already lost, because victory is the Lord's. Victory is yours. Victory is mine, saith the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. God bless you. I love you. If you're going through bullying, just remember to stand on the word of God. Stand on the word of God. Memorize Psalms 27:1. Quote it in your head. Quote it in your heart. Hide that word in your heart, okay? And anytime things come up, if you're at school, if you're on the job, if you're on the road, and you feel like the enemy is trying to bully you and put you in a state of fear or of oppression, quote them scriptures, because trust me, it's doing damage to the enemy. Thank you guys for listening. God bless.